God bless you all, and we've had a tremendous night. Brilliant sharings, brilliant testimonies. You know, Danny was spot on tonight when he was saying about the adversary being a liar. You know, we all know Genesis. You know, we all know when the serpent deceived Eve. And that we know that the adversary is the god of this world, and that he is a liar. We can see all what's going on within the world, within the systems of the world. It's just putting fear into people's lives, and people either have to make a decision. They either believe God or they believe the adversary. So yesterday I had my lady that comes to do my nails, and she started this little business, and I've stuck with her just to help support her and that, and managed to really share the word with her yesterday, because obviously we just had Easter, and she'd gone back home to Greece, and she was they do this big celebration where they fellowship together, they do like a communion, where they break the bread and they have the wine. And she was saying that the main focus was that he is risen. But the country is very much divided, because a lot of them believe that that Jesus Christ hasn't risen and they're waiting for him to rise. And the other half believe that he has risen. So she was saying, you know, and how people can believe these lies, I don't understand. And I got to share with her about, it's quite funny because Danny shared it tonight about the adversary being a liar. So, you know, I was sharing with her, like, if, because she was saying, oh, what religion were we? And I've told her week after, well, not week after week, but month after month, that we are non-denomination. We don't have, we don't class ourselves as Baptist or Methodist or Pentecostal, or we are non-denominational. And there is a little boundary with the language sometimes. You know, she does speak very good English, but in instances, sometimes words that we may use that she doesn't fully understand. So I was trying to explain to her that God is the God of all these religions. You know, that he is the one true God, and he didn't make religion, only man did. And then she started to share about, well, I can understand that, you know, because some people are in it for, you know, the power or the glory, all these big mega churches, you know, with the money. And she said, but I've seen your Facebook wall and your husband's Facebook wall. She said, and your lives are solely consumed with God and with your family, with your fellowships. And I said, but that's how God intended it to be. I shared with her about Acts and how they fellowshiped together, they broke bread, you know, they supported one another, encouraged one another. And it blessed her so much, because she is very family orientated, and she really wants to have God more in her life. But it seems, you know, that she knows nothing of the Bible, only what her parents have shared with her. And I said, and that doesn't matter. I said, what does matter is the relationship that you have with God. And, you know, Lawrence shares on here, everybody shares, that the importance of that one-on-one relationship with you and God first. And I was explaining to her that if she, you know, got up in the morning and spent a little time with God praying, whether she's praying for her husband, whether she's praying for her children or her family, I said you can pray for your business, and then you're going to get that relationship with God. Then you'll start to see how God's taking care of you and protecting you and also your family. And then she went on to say that a couple of weeks ago they were going out on a family day trip, and her husband wanted to go on the motorway, but she really wasn't blessed, and she said, I would prefer to stay on the A road. And he was explaining that it was going to take far too long and they didn't have a lot of time and they were in a rush to get where they were going. And she sat there very quiet for a few seconds and then she said, no, we must go on the A road. And so they got to where they were going, and it was some fair or something, but when they got there, they bumped into some people and they could hear them saying, oh, our friends are delayed with the big accident on the motorway, and we don't know if they're even going to make it because there's like a 4-hour tell back. And she looked at her husband and she said, wow. She said, you know, I really think that was God telling me. She said, because it was like, and he was like, what, God speaks to you? And she said, well, no, but it was like a knowing in my heart. She said, like, I knew we shouldn't have gone on the motorway. And she said, you know, we prayed for the journey. She said, and I think it was God. So, of course, she's sharing this with me, and I was so blessed, because I've been working with her for about 4 or 5 months now. Obviously, I only see her for a couple of hours every month. And I said to her, see, that's it. You know, it's not that God just brings himself before you and talks to you like I'm talking to you. I said, God knows your needs. He knows you and every fiber of you. And he knows how to communicate with you. So I said, and the more you have a relationship with him, the more you'll recognize God's ability to talk to you or to show you things. I said, and then also don't forget, he's always got his angels that he can send to protect you. She said, well, I wanted to ask you about this because, she said, it was nothing that I could have known by myself. She said, so there was something really pushing me to stay on the A road. So she was really blessed with that. And so, you know, it's, our words never return void. And I remember speaking to her last month about faith and about, you know, trusting God, that God always has a best plan for our lives. He's always out to take care of us. And all these things must have stuck in her mind, and she was so, so blessed. And then, of course, Lawrence came down and he was sharing little bits, and she got to speak to Amber as well. And, you know, it was just a wonderful, wonderful day. She's so meek, she's so tender-hearted, and she really wants to have that relationship with God. And she said that because she doesn't know the Bible, she doesn't feel that she knows enough. And I said to her, you know, there are people, I shared with her about the people in India, and that a lot of those people are illiterate, they can't read, but they just are told just to begin and to walk by that spirit. She understands that God is spirit. She understands that she believes that God raised Jesus Christ from the dead. And I explained to her about body and soul. And I explained about body, soul, and spirit. And it was just a really wonderful time to be able to share. And the person that was receiving was really buzzing, really blessed, really encouraged. And, you know, she said that she was going to start every morning, she was going to start just having her prayers with God and building that relationship with him. So, you know, it is important that we have that relationship. It is important that we understand what God's purpose and will is for our lives, that he has a task and a mission for each person, each individual. And that was the other thing she was saying, you know, if I don't listen, does that mean that what God wanted doesn't get achieved? And I said no, because God will always find someone else that is listening. It's not always down to you as the individual, but the more you have a relationship with him, the more you will see God's hand on your life. You'll recognize his still small voice and you will act appropriately. So she was really blessed. But it's been a wonderful week. We're really excited about Carl Morton and Britt coming on Saturday. And obviously then in a couple of weeks after that, we've got the American ladies. And, you know, we've got great things in store for both of our guests. First of all, Carl Morton and Britt, and then the Americans. But, you know, it's great that we can have this, first of all, the fellowship with God, and then the fellowship with one another. So it's the vertical and then the horizontal. You know, as we build that relationship with God, and we can then pass what we're learning and what we're understanding and what God is showing us onto others. And walking by that Spirit is so vitally important. You know, that way we won't have to be deceived by the lies of the adversary, the god of this world. We won't have to be deceived by the lies of his cohorts, but that we got the truth, and it's the truth that sets us free. You know, Jesus Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and that no one comes by him but by no one comes to the Father but by him. So, you know, we have to believe that God raised Jesus Christ from the dead, and that he is risen, after we learned last week, after the Easter holiday. You know, he is risen, and he is at the right hand of God right now, and that, you know, he intercedes for us. So we go to God in the name of Jesus Christ. Because she was saying a lot about Jesus, and I was saying to her, you know, that we use the name Jesus Christ, the fact that he is risen, that it's God in Christ in you. You know, and then she was trying to say that she wasn't sure if Jesus Christ was God, or was he the brother of God, or was he the son of God? And so she was really searching for answers, which really blessed me, because I just remember when I first came to the Word and I had lots of questions, and, you know, I was searching. And you can see she was searching for wanting to know the truth. So it was a real blessing to be able to share all that. And also I got to share with her that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. You know, he's God in the flesh for us when we read through the Bible. But God is spirit. You can't see spirit, although we could see Jesus Christ. I said, and so when you believe Romans 10, 9 and 10, and you believe that God raised Jesus Christ from the dead, then you're born again. You are saved. You are made whole. And then she talked a lot about sin, and I just love that part, because, you know, people say that a murderer, that's a really bad sin. Right. Lying, well, that's not such a bad sin. But in God's eyes, a sin is a sin. And she was blessed to see that as well, because then she was thinking about, you know, if she did something, would God forgive her? If her heart was remorseful, and would God forgive her? And I said, of course he would. You know, God is a loving God. He wants to put his arms around you and support you. I said, he doesn't want to condemn you. He doesn't point fingers at you. You know, we all sin and come short of the glory of God. You know, I'm sure I sinned today somewhere. But it's our hearts that God looks upon. And she was near to tears as I was sharing with her. And it really blessed me to be able to, because she's here for quite a while. She's learning, so she takes a long time. So I think she was here for about 3.5 hours. But, you know, that whole time we did nothing but talk about God. And she was so, so blessed when she left here. She gave me a hug and a kiss and she said, oh, I can't wait to see you next month. So, you know, it's taken a while with her. And that's fine because, you know, some people just need that little bit more time. But as we sow, you know, somebody else will water, but in, and it's God that gives the increase. And so it was just a real wonderful blessing that we got that ability to change people's life, you know, really to bring them out of the darkness and into the light. That it's all the angels, as I think it was Lawrence shared just now, or Danny, someone shared about, you know, when someone gets born again, all the angels rejoice. You know, and so I could just imagine that yesterday, all the bells going off because that was another one saved. And that's what our job is. You know, God wants us to walk by that spirit, to encourage people, to share our lives with other people so that they can see how wonderful God is, that He is a loving God, He is a gentle God, and that nothing is impossible with Him. So all we have to do is to always walk in love. You know, that was the two great commandments, is to love God and to love your neighbor, whoever your neighbor may be. And yesterday she was my neighbor. She was sat opposite me and I had that great opportunity to be able to share with her and to encourage her and to bless her. And, you know, it's the job done. That's all God wants us to do. You know, to walk by that spirit and to bring deliverance to people's lives. You know, we are God right here on earth. You know, He's working within us to bless His people. God in Christ in you, the hope of glory. So, bless
you. You haven't finished.
I haven't finished.
Because you said, I'll tell you my testimony next week about the work van.
Oh, the work van. Well, that nearly never happened. Again, the adversary, little bugger, trying to faff me out. Anyway, I'd made arrangements for the van to be delivered on Tuesday and my boss had decided that he was going to have us all go for a 8 a.m. meeting on Tuesday. I messaged him and I said, you do know the van's coming. Oh, well, the van's not important. That's what he said to me. All right, great, whatever. I'd gone past Karen by then.
You used a lot more choice words than that.
But I'd gone past Karen by then. So I've gone to this meeting and it was rubbish. It was just, well, it's a cultural code within the company, basically. And they were covering different aspects. But one of them was, you know, if you've had an argument, you get up and you've had an argument with your partner in the morning or something, and you go off to work and you're quite angry and you're quite depressed and you walk into work, then you're going to influence other people. And I started laughing because, like, that doesn't happen in my life. It just never happens. I said, you know, are we talking about individuals? Do you know me? Because that really does never happen in my, I'm happy-go-lucky every morning. I walk in work, I'm blessed. Even the girls in work say that I infuse positivity into them. And he said, well, actually, Kim, we're talking on a broad scale here. You know, not just about you. Oh, great. So anyway, they went on to talk about other things that I was totally not interested in. It took about 25 minutes. And while I'm sat there, my phone rings and it's Pat at work and she says, where are you? The gentleman's here with your van. Well, I was about an hour away from my workplace. I said, I'm still in the meeting. So I handed my phone to my boss and my boss said to the driver, she's going to be about an hour, so can you please wait? And the guy must have said okay or whatever. So anyway, he took another couple of minutes to finish off and he said to me, you better make your way to C. Mills and get your van. So I've been in the van about 5 minutes and Pat rings me and she says, he rang his boss and he can't wait another hour. He's got other vans to deliver. He's taken your van back to the depot. And I was gutted. truly gutted because my old van was done. And now my new van was outside my work, and now it's gone again, back to a depot, so for me not to see it. So I get back to C-Mills, and on my work phone I'd had his number. So I rang him, and I was like so apologetic. I am so sorry. I said it wasn't my fault. My boss made me go to this meeting, and I guess I'll just have to rearrange another time with you. I said, and plus the other thing is, you were there at 8:15. I said, I don't start work till 9, so I wouldn't have even have been there at 8:15. So anyway, he said, well, leave it with me. I'll ring you back in about half an hour. I said, okay. In that half an hour, I just prayed, God, just make it available that the person he's going to is not there, and he can bring my van to me first, and then he can go on to the other guy. So he rang me back. He said, if you're there in 20 minutes, he said, I can drop the van off to you. So praise God, I made sure I was there within 20 minutes, and I have my new van. It's a 22 plate. It's a little Ford something or other. But it's really nice, and I don't have to stop every half an hour and fill it up with water. The temperature gauge works fine, the AC works fine, the radio works, the telephone works, the electric windows, it's all brilliant.